Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, if you've walked through any pharmacy in Ireland, chances are you've seen the Sculpted by Amy's big pink stand going from just a tiny investment of about €10,000 to a multi-million international business in less than 10 years. Sculpted by Amy is one of the country's leading beauty brands. Starting with just two products, the business has grown enormously now, selling over 100 products in hundreds of locations across Ireland and the UK. And Sculpted by Amy founder and CEO Amy Connolly is with me now. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
We keep meeting, don't we?
I know, it's great.
We met in UCD at the Alumni Awards and we met at the Business and Finance Awards. We can't go on meeting like this.
I know, we're slightly underdressed today considering our usual meeting.
Our usual black tie affair. Okay, talk to me about the numbers for Sculpted by Amy now, because you really have become a massive operation.
Yeah, it's grown, I suppose, beyond belief. And I think sometimes the scariest thought that I have is that I feel like we're only getting started. So we've achieved great growth in the last kind of 8 years. Like you mentioned, we're up 25% on 2024 numbers already as we close out 25, which is always great because they were chunky numbers last year. So it's only getting bigger.
Now, the market that you aim for, I mentioned that you can be found in pharmacies, in Boots Pharmacy, for example. You have your own store on Grafton Street in Dublin. You're also to be found not in the Grafton Street branch of Brown Thomas, but you're in Brown Thomas. So you span quite a range in the market.
Yeah, I think accessibility is something that's been very dear to us since the very beginning, whether that means, you know, an affordable price point with a luxury kind of experience that someone's having with the products, whether it's the approachability of coming into a store and not feeling intimidated, actually feeling like we are for everyone and really abiding by that in terms of where we're stocked and what we have for people and how we approach our education or the non-complexity of products is like something I mentioned that's been with us since the very beginning. So that definitely comes through in our retail footprint.
Now, what do you mean the non-complexity of products?
Ultimately, we're here to simplify and make it easy. So you'll see education at the core. So I actually started as an educator before the brand. We would often share a very quick 5 minute face. So it doesn't have to be fuss free. You don't need 5 million products. You just need a couple of minutes to feel good.
You know, when you see on TikTok makeup aimed at the teenies, you know, the 12 year olds. And there are so many layers and you know, it can take an hour for someone to get their face ready.
Yeah.
That's kind of nonsense, particularly aimed at a young kid.
Totally. I mean, like when you're dealing with children in particular, you have to be so careful. And don't get me wrong, I was that girly girl as a young kid, early teen, who was obsessed with beauty. But there was also a limit in terms of what I was allowed to play with or what you could actually put on your face. And also you want to signal the right message that they don't need it as well. So there's a lot to be kind of, I suppose, protected when you're dealing with that age group. But in general, regardless of the age, our philosophy is always 5 minutes fuss-free, feel good. You know, it really doesn't have to be more complicated
than
that.
5 minutes feel free, fuss-free. That's
good.
My regime every morning.
There you go.
I can assure you that. Now the market that you're aiming for is kind of mid to premium.
Mm-hmm.
And the philosophy is what? That if I'm used to paying a lot of money, I can still get the same quality from Sculpted by Amy, but at a non-premium price.
Yeah, I think, I suppose it depends what bracket you find yourself in, but ultimately will rival the experience of the top premium brands at a more affordable price. So you're getting the benefit of that that little squeeze in the middle.
Now, in terms of your products, let's go back to the very beginning and how you started. You mentioned as a teeny or a tweeny or whatever, you were into makeup. But tell me about your real beginnings on this makeup adventure.
Yeah, so even though I was interested in makeup as a teen and I definitely watched my mom do her makeup every morning, I was never, I suppose, gunning to be the next makeup artist, or I didn't realise. I started a makeup part-time by chance when I was still in school. So part of the transition year work experience. That really quickly developed my love for not only just beauty, but actually dealing with the customer first and foremost. And actually the energy I felt when you'd problem solve with someone who needed a shade or had a beauty struggle or whatever it might be. So I continued with that with MAC when I studied business and French. And then ultimately started working for myself, got great experience across the industry. And so by the time I graduated at 22, it was like, I've worked for myself for 3 years.
And what were you doing for yourself at that time?
So I was doing anything from a weekly TV slot with Exposé, writing beauty every Sunday, doing editorial.
But you weren't manufacturing or doing anything?
No, I was purely just applying the makeup or speaking or educating on makeup. But that really, I suppose, brought me to a level where I was loving doing that, but I wanted to take it to the next level. And so when I was graduating with my business degree, I thought, let's merge these two together. And the next logical step and exciting step is to start a brand.
Okay, so you knew what you wanted to achieve, but you're not a chemist, right?
No.
So how do you go about that move to get the expertise to develop the kind of products that you would like to sell to somebody?
So I was pretty confident in the consistencies and formulas, albeit, yes, I wasn't there with the mixer myself. My first step was actually Googling EU manufacturers, because from a regulatory point of view, I wanted to feel safe within the EU and needed to have the highest credibility. And then I worked quite closely for the next 14 months with the manufacturer on the finish, the type, the components. Like, so much goes into it.
But every single ingredient has got the EU certification. So you know that whatever confection you come up with, it's going to be safe.
Totally. They wouldn't actually present you with any sort of sample if it wasn't. So at least you can sleep well at night knowing that that's the case.
So then, I mean, I think there's a lot in the name. I've often said that if the Rolling Stones were called the Ansi Pansies, they never would have made it. You know, but the Rolling Stones are U2. They're great names. I'm not so sure about the Beatles, but anyway, that's another story. But Sculpted by Amy is a great name. Even it embraces your own first name, of course.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of power in it. And I think for us, it's really about, you know, what Sculpted means to you. So feeling your best in those couple of minutes and sculpting the best way that you want to feel. And applying that little bit very easily and feeling great is ultimately our philosophy. I think, being totally honest, there's no big story about how the name came about. It was really me and my laptop one of the days after college playing around with names online. It originated from a lot of my regular clients, or those that I'd built up at the time of doing makeup, associating the look that I was doing with the skin. So they would say, oh, I could tell that you had done her makeup because of the way her skin looked or the way her sculpting finish was. And that was really what I was passionate about, because this is going back nearly a decade ago, where the world was completely overwhelmed with the thought of contouring and sculpting and just so much product and so much time needed. And so that's kind of how the name emerged. And then it just developed into the brand that it is today.
Yeah. Now, that journey, that's a word that's used often, but it really is a journey from being very small to being very big. How quickly did that unfold?
It's funny, I find those who look from the outside in would say, God, I feel like you guys have exploded, or, you know, they might have a kind comment like that. Internally, it actually feels like a very steady eddy building blocks, albeit like an assault of the senses kind of, because it's happened quite rapidly over the last few years. But at the same time, when you look at it, it's been a very consistent year-on-year growth. Things that haven't been as consistent have been more of like a bolt out the back is more our staff and team numbers. So they've kind of doubled year on year. And so with extra people comes, you know, extra everything, basically.
But what you're really saying is it's incremental.
Yes.
You know, it's going step by step by step. The world is your oyster. Have the big boys and girls approached and said, we want to buy you?
Yeah. In fairness, I'm very lucky. I get a lot of lovely inbound. But, you know, ultimately, my goal is to be in the top 10 beauty brands globally. And I want to drive us there. So, you know, the ambitions are big. The sights are high, and there's no exit on the cards right now.
You're not going anywhere anytime soon.
I'm sitting in this seat.
Great stuff. Amy, thank you very much for dropping in and talking to us. It's a great success story. And I love to hear about such stories. Amy Connolly, the creator of Sculpted by Amy. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community, Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.